Haggai chapter 1. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of Yahweh by Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Josedek, the high priest, saying, Thus speaks Yahweh of hosts, saying, This people say, The time has not come, the time that Yahweh's house should be built. Then came the word of Yahweh by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O you, to dwell in your panelled houses, and this house lies waste? Now therefore thus says Yahweh of hosts, Consider your ways. You have sown much, and bring in little. You eat, but you have not enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earns wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, says Yahweh. You looked for much, and lo, it came to little, and when you brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, says Yahweh of hosts, because of my house that is waste, and you run every man to his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground brings forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labour of the hands. Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua the son of Josedek, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of Yahweh their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as Yahweh their God had sent him, and the people did fear before Yahweh. Then spoke Haggai, Yahweh's messenger, in Yahweh's message to the people, saying, I am with you, says Yahweh. And Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people, and they came and did work in the house of Yahweh of hosts, their God. In the 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of Darius the king. Haggai chapter 2. In the seventh month, in the 21st day of the month, came the word of Yahweh by the prophet Haggai, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory, and how do you see it now? Is this not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, says Yahweh, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedek, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says Yahweh, and work, for I am with you, says Yahweh of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you, fear you not. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, Yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, says Yahweh of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says Yahweh of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, says Yahweh of hosts, and in this place will I give peace, says Yahweh of hosts. In the 24th day of the ninth month, in the second year of Darius, came the word of Yahweh by Haggai the prophet, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Ask now the priests concerning the law, saying, If one bears holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt does touch bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priests answered and said, No. Then said Haggai, If one that is unclean by a dead body touches any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priests answered and said, It shall be unclean. Then answered Haggai and said, So is this people, and so is this nation before me, says Yahweh, and so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. And now I pray you consider from this day and upward, from before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of Yahweh, since those days were, when one came to a heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. When one came to the press, fat for to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. I smote you with blight and with mildew and with hail in all the labours of your hands, yet you turn not to me, says Yahweh. Consider now from this day and upward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of Yahweh's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yes, as yet the vine and the fig tree and the pomegranate and the olive tree has not brought forth. From this day will I bless you. And again the word of Yahweh came to Haggai in the 24th day of the month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, says Yahweh of hosts, will I take you, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says Yahweh, and will make you as a signet, for I have chosen you, says Yahweh of hosts.